Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I know we had a chance too when we're all together, and I understand, John obviously talked about this too, but there is my viewpoint as well. we were taking some photos and stuff. There was a photo shoot, and Pat just wanted some new shots of himself. And
I could have been sleeping.
You could. I think you were. Only your eyes ever opened the whole time.
It's
bright, wasn't it?
It was bright.
It was bright. And that's for when you see, if you ever see these photos, realize first of all that John made a mound from sand. I'm like, what are you doing? And we're in on the island, Pensacola island out there, and he's pushing all this dirt together with his shoes. I'm like, what do you know? You don't do that with your shoes, I'm realizing. He's making a little mountain to stand on.
He's making a footstool.
I was like, man, how did you get up to my shoulder? And so anyway, we had a great time and taking pictures and all that. So we're coming back. We're riding around in, Pat's limousine. He gave us a ride out there.
Right.
And what do you have now? It's like a Delorean. What is it?
It's a Yukon.
Oh, it's a Yukon.
Oh.
It takes four oil rigs in the back of a car to run this thing. Luckily, he lives by a nuclear plant and biofuels.
All right, yeah.
Man, you got fuel for days. A lot of biofuel and nuclear stuff. Anyway, and so we're riding along, and just having this wonderful moment. And then a piece of paper drops. It just kind of floats down to the floor of his truck.
Mm-hmm.
And, he almost runs off the road. No, he didn't run in his head. I mean, he couldn't drive straight anymore. I don't know what it was. Well, I don't understand it. And so I had to experiment to see what happened. So I took another piece of paper. And I just intentionally threw this on the floorboard, and his skin began to crawl. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness.
Oh, okay.
But I wasn't sure. So then I took some more paper. And then I'm thinking based on my scientific experiment here of sociology, he doesn't like stuff on his floorboard. Now, he had it shoved all in the little drink things and all that kind of stuff, but in regards to his floorboards were just spick and span. Now, every little crevice above the floorboard, was totally just all that stuff I was throwing the floorboard.
Yeah.
Picking up, putting
thanks
in the
to
thing.
You guys.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. So if you happen to be riding with Pat somewhere, bring extra napkins so you could just watch the social experiment. It was amazing. It was totally amazing. Because the reason why is because, of course, we rode in, my truck for years. And he had to wait. When I spent all those years in law enforcement, you don't have like a tidy little garbage can somewhere in there. Regards to papers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would just set it in the right front floorboard of the passenger on the floor there. And when you get out of the car, you empty that out in theory. And for years, he's been kicking stuff around. I had no idea. That's a love thing, We were talking about, dying to yourself and loving others. That truly was all those times he rode with trash up to his knees. That was love, man. Who would ever thunk it? And so that was a pretty good social experiment. I thought it was definitely, pretty interesting.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.